Rabbi Harold Kushner points out a teaching about, well, he gives a teaching about Adam and Eve. And this is his teaching. If you've listened to the rabbi's podcast, he didn't say that, but I'm adding that in. If you listen to my podcast about original sin and whether Jews believe in it, you'll learn that it never says in the Torah that Adam and Eve sinned. And God doesn't say, how dare that you sinned and you did a bad thing. God says that later about Noah and all and Sodom and Gomorrah. It doesn't say it about Adam and Eve. And even later in the Torah, it never says, you Israelites, you make me crazy with your sinning, just like Adam and Eve. So like we don't seem to have this tradition of the sin. We have a tradition where once they received the knowledge of good and evil, what happened? And he does say this. What they should have felt was some guilt. They should have said, God wanted one thing of me, and I didn't do it. I'm going to say sin and original sin, but a guilt of what is it that God wants from each of us that we're not doing? What's coming out of your conscience? What's coming out of your life experience and wisdom? What's coming out of your soul? What does God want of you? And instead, what do they say? They say, I got to get some clothes because I'm naked. Of course, our Christian points out, who's going to care that they're naked? You know what I mean? You know, the birds, the spiders, the snakes, doesn't really matter. Who's going to see? They focused on the wrong thing. They focused on shame. He says, quoting Eric Erickson, the psychoanalyst, shame is when what consumes you is what people are saying about you that embarrasses you. Right? They're trying to shame you about your sexuality. They're trying to shame you about the choices you've made in your life. And I'm looking around at you. All of us have made choices in our life that maybe weren't the best choices, but we are where we are now. And if the New Year's about anything, it's about standing up for the fact that this is where we're at now, and I can't do anything about the past. And shame paralyzes you. Because shame's all about, I'm still feeling what people are shaming me about. You didn't do that, and you should have finished that degree, and you should have married that girl, and you should have done this, and you should have bought the house in 2006, and you should, you know, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's paralyzing. That's not liberating. So the shame of being like, oh my God, I'm naked. People think I'm naked. They're going to think I'm naked. They're going to look at me naked, right? That's the nightmare of showing up for school in your underwear. That's not helping you at all. That's not the dreams you want to have, right? What we want is good guilt. Guilt has nothing to do with people shaming you about your choices. They're about God. They're about your conscience. They're about the inner voice that says, this is where you should be now. This is what your next step is. That's what the confessional is about, right? It's about, you know, we're all doing this and we're all doing that. I want to think about what God wants from me, what God's asked of me that I haven't done. What's God asking of me for this year that I haven't done? I don't care what people say about my weight. I don't care what people say about my decisions. I don't care, you know, like, forget the shame. It's not about what people see. It's about what God sees. And if we can't stand up and know the difference between letting God down and letting myself down and letting others down, let them play their games of shame. Shut out the voices. So as Sharna's singing her song, when we do Avinu Malkeinu, it's about shutting out the voices of what those messages about where we're wrong that other people are saying, forget them. What are you saying? What's God saying to you? And that's what the 10 days of Av are about.
So this is not, this is a song from the Tfilot, but I couldn't find it for some reason in the Slichot prayer book. So it's probably taken out for some reason, how they edit things. This is probably... But this is actually a prayer from the Slichot service, and I'm going to read you the words in English. And the melody is sung by a modern Israeli singer, Yonatan Reisel, I want to say, Reisel. So it's called Adon HaSlichot, Lord of Forgiveness. Master of forgivings, examiner of hearts, the revealer of depths, speaker of justice, we have sinned before you, have mercy upon us. We have come before you, have mercy upon us. Glorious in wonders, great in consolations, remembering the covenant of his nation, investigating annihilation. We have sinned before you, have mercy upon us. We have come before you, have mercy upon us. Full of gaining, his entreaty is awesome. He drops evil to the ground and answers sorrows. We have sinned before you, have mercy upon us. We have come before you, have mercy before us. He is full of wonder, he forgives, he answers us in times of trouble. Please have mercy upon us. Adon Asilichot Bochen Levavot Bolehavot Tovet Tedakot Adur Beniflaot Vatik Benechavot Zochevritavot Chokek Elayot Adon Asilichot Rachem aleinu, chatanu lefanecha, rachem aleinu, panu lefanecha, rachem aleinu, chatanu lefanecha, rachem aleinu, panu lefanecha, rachem aleinu, tovu mitiv labriot. Yodea konistarot, chovesh avonot, lovesh tzedakot, male zakiot, nohura tehilot, soleach avonot, one beisarot, adon aselichot, Rachem aleinu, chatanu lefanecha, rachem aleinu, panu lefanecha, rachem aleinu, chatanu lefanecha, rachem aleinu, panu lefanecha, rachem aleinu, poel yeshuot, Sofei atidot, kore adorot, roche baravot, shomea tefilot, tamim deot, chatanu lefanecha, rachem aleinu, chatanu lefanecha, rachem aleinu, panu lefanecha, rachem aleinu, chatanu lefanecha, rachem aleinu, panu lefanecha, rachem aleinu.